And we're back right here on Talk of the Town with Dr. Epstein. Dr. Epstein is, a medical journalist and an MD, and she's written a book called Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. And Randy Hutter Epstein, what an impressive name you have.
Thank you.
Talking about being pregnant, I can remember I felt totally different than normally. When I was pregnant with both my children. And, you know, the hormones just dance around all over the place. And this is what probably there's not been all that much research done on these hormones and how they affect that fetus. You can read books on it and you can, you know, sort of draw a conclusion. But what did you find when you were researching?
We know what happens in our body and mm-hmm. what the hormones do. There's the surge of estrogen, there's progesterone. But, you know, one of the things I found when I was researching Get Me Out, and then also in my book that's coming out in the spring, Aroused, is it is very individualized. There are some women who react one way to the surge of progesterone through what happens in pregnancy mm-hmm. and then when hormones go down during menopause. And other women act another way. You know, there were some studies, and probably from my own anecdotal evidence, some women even feel during the beginning of their pregnancy that they're very sensitive to strong odors. I can remember not being able to open up the refrigerator.
Yeah, me too.
Smells. Mm-hmm. Now, however, when I found a researcher who studies olfaction, apparently there's not studies to bear that out, that the certain hormonal swings do not make us more sensitive. Maybe there's something else going on. So there's something that, God, I could have sworn it must have been my rush of estrogen. But apparently, no, there isn't a correlation between the hormones and being extra sensitive to smells during pregnancy.
I or still maybe say it that was a man's women. Idea. If
exactly.
you know what I mean. But, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you, and this is strictly my own analogy of this, and, of course, I've wondered about it a lot, and then as much research as I've done, but, you know, children who are born transsexual or whatever, bisexual or whatever the thing may be. Anyway, if they come out and they say they're gay, I don't know. I don't think it's their decision to be that way. I feel like that it was in utero. I feel like it happened in utero. And I feel like that they didn't choose to be that way, but it happened. And now they have got to live with the way they feel. Am I far off or am I pretty close?
You know, we really don't know. I mean, for the most part, you know, kids come out, they haven't hit puberty, so they're not thinking about their sexual orientation yet. You know, there's a big difference between sexual orientation, who you're attracted to, and gender identity, whether you feel like a woman or feel like a man. They're two very different things. In terms of sexual attraction and who you are attracted to, usually children or people don't think of that till when puberty hits or as they're getting older. We don't know. We do think that there's probably a combination of something that goes on socially, maybe in utero, but the big question is we have no idea about brain wiring and why people choose who they choose and why we don't even know. I mean, think about, we don't know the chemistry of falling in love, period. So in terms of sexual orientation, who knows why one person is feels the way they do about another. We really don't know the physiology of that. If we did, we probably wouldn't need all these dating services.
You shouldn't say that again. Well, I just wondered what you thought about it. There's in your book, I hadn't got to read the book. I'm wanting to do that, but you know, lately you've seen the rise in cesarean sections in, you know, pregnancies. What do you think about that?
You know, it's interesting. I've seen recently some articles saying, yay, C-section rates are going down. So I looked. I wanted to see the statistics. The latest statistics gathered from 2015, takes us a while to get all the data, showed a cesarean rate of 32%. That's, you know,
that's
a third
lot
of women. That's a lot. Where did it go down from? It went down from 32.2% the year before. Yeah, that is a decrease, but we're not talking about a sharp decrease. Mm-hmm. We might not even talking about a trend. Do some women need cesarean sections? Absolutely. Do I think 32%? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
What I find interesting, because my book really looks at the history and current issues, in 1933, the New York City Health Department did a survey. One of the things that they found was what they called an epidemic of C-sections. In 1933, the rate of cesarean sections in New York City was 2%, and that was considered too high. I don't think 2% today would be considered too high because there's some babies that need to be taken out by cesarean section. But it seems to me 32%, I think it's too high. I think that we forget that there's a risk to every surgery. Obviously, there's also a risk to giving birth. But it is more of a procedure to do a surgical birth than a vaginal birth.
Yeah. Well, how does our listeners get your book? And tell us about the new one coming out.
Okay, well, Forget Me Out, this week there's a sale online for the ebook. And it's only $1.99. So
oh, really?
Go online and look. Yes, which means that if you get a cappuccino and my ebook in the morning, your cappuccino probably cost more.
Okay.
If you like to read the old-fashioned way, like I do, the paperback and the hard copy are still online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and all the regular ways that we can order things. And my new book coming out in May, thanks for asking, is called Aroused, The History of Hormones and How They Control Just About Everything. And that goes into issues of menopause and growth hormone and testosterone. I guess as someone said, you know, I gave birth and wrote about pregnancy and then menopause hit and now I'm writing about hormones.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good way to travel. I mean, you know, you know more about it than most people. But I want to thank you so much for being with us on Talk of the Town today. And I can't wait to get the book.
Thank you.
Remember, it's Get Me Out, A History of Childbirth from the Garden of Eden to the Sperm Bank. And then the other one is Aroused, and that is hormones
throughout
and changes
inmate.
Women during pregnancy and other ways. So thank you so much for being with us today. And we'll try
to get you
on again, okay?
I would love that. Thanks so much.
Okay. God bless. Stay well.